Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. A good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Today, folks, I just want to dive right in because I think I got it. I think I got something that's that rings for everybody. Here it is. Did you know, and I'm talking to everybody, did you know that there is a life for you that's greater than you could have ever dreamed of? Did you know that there is a life for you better than you could have ever imagined? There's a life for you better than the one you thought you could have. Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? Did you know that there was a life for you greater than the one you saw for yourself? Did you know that there is a life for you greater than you had expected? And did you know that there was a life for you much bigger than the one you wanted? And lastly, did you know that what I just said is true? Did you know that? Did you know that the things I just said are available to you? Yeah, you. It's not just intended for other people. It's not just intended for the rich. It's not intended for those with college degrees. It's not just intended for those who receive awards. It's for everybody. Yeah, you too. It's for you who didn't get your high school diploma. It's for you who are incarcerated. It's for you who have two strikes. It's for you who've been sentenced to life. It's for you who've gotten out and have a felony record and can't seem to get it together. It's for you who have an illness. It's for you who the doctors have given up on. It's for you. This life I'm talking about is for you. Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you dreamed about, better than the one you've imagined, a life better than the one you thought of, that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before. There's a life for you better than the one you saw for yourself. There's a better life for you than the one you expected and even the one you wanted. Did you know that this is true for you? See, here's let me give you the secret to this thing now. You have to believe that it is for you. Now, you got to fight through the doubts. You got to fight through the will of Satan, because the devil is busy, man. The devil wants you to think that it's hopeless. The devil wants you to think that this is it. The devil wants you to think there ain't no more to it. The devil wants you to think that this applies to other people but you. Yeah, you've been dealt the worst hand of them all, which you ain't, but that's what the devil wants you to think. So you got to fight through now. You got to fight through to get to what I just said is available for you. But what else you got to do? You ain't doing nothing else. Might as well fight. Why just wake up and just let it be? Why would you wake up every day and just exist when there's a chance for you to actually live? See, the reason I don't mind smiling so much now is because I'm no longer existing. I'm living now. See, that's what you want to get to. You don't want to exist to wake up paycheck to paycheck, day to day, not knowing, not understanding, not having, can't get this, can't get that, can't go here, can't go there, gotta wait, till it seems like you never get nowhere. You can get out of that rut of life feeling like when you wake up in the morning that your life is ho-hum, that you're just in a rut. I drive the same way to work. I do the same thing on my job. When I get off, I drive all the way back home. I sit there. I read the newspaper. I water the lawn. I'm so sick of my life. This ain't what I wanted, man. And start over, do the same thing. Then the weekend gets in, you got to mow the lawn, and then you try to fix something in the garage and you feel like your life is in a rut. I'm talking about if this feels like a rut to you. Now, if it's what you've always wanted, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking to people who want it more, who would love their life to be more, who would love their life to be different. I'm not criticizing you if I just described your life. I'm just only talking to the ones who would dare to believe that there's more to it than this. I'm only talking to the ones who would dare to accept the challenge, to fight through and see what God got for you instead of listening to Satan all the time. The devil is busy, man. Please understand, he's so busy. So busy trying to trick you, get you into the groove. You know, they're doing all kind of stuff now, man. You know, atheists and already got prayer taken out of schools. Excuse me, look at our schools. Now there's a push by the atheists to get the words "in God we trust" taken off our money. Here's the deal. If you don't believe in God and you don't want to trust in God, just go on about your business. But what you can't do is spill off all into what I'm talking about. That's the problem I have with all of them. If you're going to do you, then do you. But don't spill off into what I got. Now, see, if you don't believe what I'm saying, then I ain't talking to you. Let's just be clear about the relationship with Steve Harvey and his crew. I'm only talking to the people that believe, that are looking for something else, that want something more, that want something better. That's got to be out there searching and hoping and trying to do more. That's all I'm talking to. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, then go ahead, try it your way. Go see, write me, email me, let me know how it's going for you. But I'm telling you of a way that's tried and true. If you go to God, if you go to your creator, your maker, if you go to him and you go to him for real and tell him, hey, you know what? I want you to go ahead and take over from here. I'm done. I done done all I know how to do. I done tried everything I know how to try. I'm sick of me right now. Hey, look here. You created me. What you want me to do? And here's the cool thing about it when I made that decision, y'all. See, I was so afraid for years that I was going to miss out on something if I did that. I couldn't do this no more. But the stuff I needed to stop doing, I really need to stop. The things I was afraid of not being able to do anymore were the very same things I really didn't need to be doing no more in the first place. On the real, man. On the real. All that temporary fun I was having. All them temporary outlets I was using. All them temporary things trying to fulfill myself I was doing. I was just doing a bunch of temporary mess, man. I said, hold up, man. I want something permanent, man. I want a permanent feeling in my heart that it's going to be all right. So he replaced all that fun with joy. But it was only because I went and I faced him. He didn't take me and stop me from being me. He just made a better version of me. See, God don't take, because all the stuff he sent you through, he needed you to go through all them. He needed you to have them experience of what it felt like to be locked up. He needed you to have that experience to know what it was to lose everything. He needed you to have that experience to make you tough. You're just going to be a tough one. I'm a tough soldier in his army. That's all. I just say one of the weak ones. I protect the weak ones. God didn't take a lot of stuff from me except the stuff I needed. But the stuff he made me to be, he allowed me to keep it. And he just made a better me. Do that, y'all, and you can have what you want.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today gathered for the radio show. This is not a game. This is a contest. Anybody can win it. You can get your own blue ribbon. Step right up. One, all for one. All ye who come. You are blue ribbon candidates. Welcome to the Steve Harvey contest. What do you want a blue ribbon in today? That's the question. Shirley, what do you think you could qualify to get a blue ribbon in?
Just the way I do the show, the way I run the show.
Carla, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon in?
The way I direct the show.
Now, let's begin the ignorance. Junior, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon
in? I could get a blue ribbon in animal sounds.
See what I'm
talking Junior.
About?
Junior. See that? Let the ignorance begin. Jay, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon in?
Ignorance from nowhere. When you don't think it's coming, straight ignorant, yes.
Ignorance out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nephew Tommy, share with us what you could get a blue ribbon in that you have probably already have thousands.
The seriousness of stupidity. I bring it to a whole nother level.
I just have to say one thing. Seriously, Junior, I take offense with what you did because... I do animal noises. I do animal sounds.
Oh, let's have an animal.
It's a contest.
Oh, we have an animal off? Okay.
It's a contest.
Okay.
Shirley, wait a minute, hold up. Shirley, you can't change your answer. You don't do but one.
He doesn't do animal noises.
What?
I do animal noises on the show. No,
Okay, hold on. Stop. Shirley, do a kangaroo. What happened to this kangaroo? Okay, Shirley, do a gorilla. Okay. Shirley, now do a chimpanzee.
She's good at that, man. She's really good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Caesar there.
Now, who was that one? Who was that, Shirley? That was Shirley?
Yeah, that was Shirley, man.
Now, that was very
That
good,
was her
man.
Best one.
That was
Now,
best
watch
one,
her kill this one. Do a dog, Shirley.
Very good.
Okay, Shirley, do a sheep. Okay, Shirley, do a pig.
Oink.
Oink.
Oink?
Oink is just how it's spelled. It don't sound like oink.
I don't know. Like, I didn't really.
Okay, did you just pronounce the word?
Oink. I don't know what a pig sounds like. Just like I don't know what a kangaroo sounds like.
You sure did. I wanted to hear that. We'll be back with more Shirley sounds. Right after this, all morning, the talented Shirley Strawberry. And we didn't even know she did animal sounds.
Yes, you
We're
did.
We're going to the jungle when we come back, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny. And 70% of workers say the thing they love most about the holiday time in the office is time off, followed by getting a bonus. love those. Also in the survey, workers say
see, right there, let's just address this one at a time.
Okay.
Because I see that there's some smiling going on amongst you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some punching.
See, two things you can't do.
What?
Is get time off, get your same check, get some time off, and get a damn bonus, too. Now, you need to make up your mind.
What?
You want the bonus? We need a bonus-type effort.
Okay.
Okay.
Check.
We've done that.
So when we give you that, then the bonus is coming?
Yeah.
When you give me what?
The bonus type effort.
Type
the
bonus effort. Type
yeah,
effort.
When do we know we're working at bonus speed? That's when.
Well, first of all, let's just get this straight and understood.
Okay.
Crazy.
Everybody in here get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Lose the hostility, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah. We don't need that.
I ain't never talk to you.
No. Uh-huh.
What more do you want outside your check?
Okay.
A bonus.
Can I ask a question?
Sure can.
The question is this: we are all working, right?
Right yes. now.
Right mm-hmm. now, we're all working.
Yes, sir.
And we put in a good job.
Yes,
what
sir.
Level do we have to crank this up to? To get bonus. That's what I'm
You have to
about.
Crank it up to CEO level.
What?
What?
Wait a minute.
You are already the CEO. That position is taken.
You got one CEO at a job.
Yeah.
Can we?
Well,
can we,
so do you now understand what I'm saying?
Do you get your bonus, CEO?
Ain't but one CEO at this company.
Let me read on. Also okay. in the survey, workers say they look forward to the office holiday party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Although they would give that up to get a bonus or more vacation.
I'd
go
ahead.
I'd
do that. Back
mm-hmm.
to that bonus.
Yep.
Back
yep.
Back on that bonus. Bonus well, keeps coming up, man.
We stopped our Christmas parties.
Why?
Because of an incident at the party. Okay. I allowed the COO of the company to stand up and give a speech. He stood up and made the statement that when he pray to himself.
Boy,
that stopped all Christmas parties. The room got quiet. And this, folks, is not a joke. This actually happened.
It did. It did.
He prayed to who?
To myself.
The Lord ain't
so that's why we don't right, have any more Christmas
yeah,
parties?
That's why you shut that down?
I'm scared.
Because you didn't replace it with anything, though. We didn't get our bonus or more vacation time.
He actually cost you.
He cost us.
All your extra activities.
Now, did he give us a bonus before or did you give us one? I can't remember.
Okay, now, see.
But some jobs give you like turkeys and.
Well, we did get one bonus. In this turkey.
We give out we give all our turkeys away at Thanksgiving to the less fortunate.
Right, right.
Y'all
which is a great
the
thing.
Less fortunate.
Well,
which
is a wonder- bonus, that makes us less fortunate.
Than the CEO.
Yeah.
Well, the reason you don't qualify for a bonus is because all of you have multiple supplemental income because of me.
You're not supposed to look at that.
Oh.
What?
What?
You think he don't know that?
I ain't supposed to look at that.
You're not supposed to look at
Walk
that.
Walk him everywhere I go, I see one of y'all. But I ain't supposed to look at it.
Hey, that, where you go, you see that, one of her.
That, yeah. That is not your concern, sir.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Everywhere I go, I see one of y'all.
Every doggone, I ain't got a gig. Name the gig I got, but I don't see one of y'all.
I can't say nothing.
No, you know, Junior, you can't say a word, right?
Suit line. Right suit line about the only one.
I ain't got to go down now. And that's another thing. You won't help with the suit line. You won't help with the writing of none of these books. But you want a damn bonus. That's how you get a bonus. Get involved with everything. I don't see you helping drive me around nowhere. Don't none of y'all go get me nothing to eat with the exception of Monica. Monica, the only one try to help me out at the station.
Well, you don't want men getting your food, so
yeah, like, you don't want nobody.
You got to give him some pass on that one.
Okay. And I would be happy to cook for you. Okay,
what?
I would
no,
be
you
happy
don't want
to.
That. No.
We don't
want
to kill the CEO.
So this is what we want to ask everyone. Does our office, does the office, does the CEO and everyone, do you think they do a good job of bringing holiday cheer to our workplace?
No.
Hell no.
Not this office.
Well, this office.
I'm sorry. No. This is where I jump off. I'm going to say yeah.
See.
Because I'm right even dealing with the CEO go, which y'all not about to do. It's makes me want of my job going on this survey.
Yeah.
Right, Julie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, it's great cheer in here.
Okay, well, what kind of holiday? What kind of holiday related activities do we have? We don't have the party anymore. What else?
What else? I have is sit around and talk.
Even
with the
even
CEO.
The
we have
decorated.
HT.
We'll have a Christmas tree up. Yeah.
I'm gonna have.
What's HT? We have HT, which has been very helpful.
What is that, CEO?
That's holiday talk.
Just a conversation.
We have holiday talk.
We talk a good holiday.
It's really enlightening. It cheer everybody up. We be smiling.
I'm cracking up, yeah.
Look, Shirley, you laughing right now.
That's your bonus.
We need a tree, man. We need a tree with some ornaments on it.
That's right, Tommy.
At this point, CEO, you should be saying you're welcome, I think. Yeah. Huh? He should be saying you're welcome for the holiday talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Tommy, take some pictures for me this year, because I never get to see these pictures. Take some pictures for me this year.
Of the
of what?
You know, under the tree. Send some shots to my phone from under the tree.
All right,
I ain't never seen that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Carla?
Yes.
We don't need your mama dressing.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, dog.
We don't need your mama dressing this year.
No.
Oh, that's a fight.
Is that Benji?
We don't need you. That's it, Benji. We don't need your mama dressing this year.
Start a fight right there.
Yes, sir.
I actually want to run it. All right, come on.
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Miss Glenda, who is this?
This Benji. I'm calling. Is Miss Purvis there?
No, she's not here right now, but this is her daughter. Is there a problem?
This Benji. This Mama Lois' nephew. Who is this again?
Miss Glenda.
This you know, Mama Lois, your auntie, ain't it?
Correct. Mama Lois and Miss Purvis' sister.
Okay, I'm Benji. I'm her nephew from the other side of the family. You say your name what now?
Glenda.
Okay, what time y'all supposed to get in?
We should be there by the afternoon.
Okay, is Miss Purvis, is your mama making the dressing?
Yeah, she's making enough for about 45 people. This was discussed about a month ago.
Right, the
conference call.
The family had the conference call, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, listen, the reason why they got me to call, they wanted me to go ahead and call, and I was trying to get Ms. Purvis. She not there?
No, she's not here. What's wrong?
Okay, they not gonna need her to do the dressing.
And why wouldn't they need her to do the dressing? She been making it for 10 years. We just discussed this, so what do you mean?
They say that they got somebody down here that's gonna do the dressing, especially since y'all traveling, y'all ain't got to bring it. You know, and be traveling with it, but they got somebody gonna do the dressing.
Okay. Well, first of all, who are you? You're Benji. What is your name?
My name Benjamin, but they call me Benji. But I'm on the other side of the fence. I ain't on y'all side.
Okay. Well, I'm still trying to figure out why the f- are you calling me? Because she's been making the dressing for 10 years, like I said, and I mean it's been discussed. So I don't even know why you're calling me. I don't even know you.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to explain to you this right here is that they got y'all ain't got to worry with bringing the dressing. They got somebody gonna bring. They got somebody down here that's gonna cook it. So, in other words, you know, if you can tell Miss Purvis, she ain't got to worry about the dressing this year.
Oh, so you want me to tell my mama after she's been making dressing for 10 years that y'all say y'all ain't worried about it. She shouldn't have to make it this year because we driving there. We drive every year, so I'm not gonna do that to her. So, I mean, I don't even know who you are to be calling me anyway. Why isn't somebody calling me that I know regarding this?
Okay, you Glenda, right?
I am Glenda.
All right, listen, let me say this, because I don't mind saying what everybody thinking, but most people don't want to say. Let me just say this right here. really what's going on is this right here. A lot of people in the family, you know, don't really like Miss Purvis dressing.
Benjamin, who the f*** you supposed to be? Let me explain something to you. My mama gonna make this dressing. You gonna eat that, and we ain't bringing none home with us. So you can tell your family that I said that. Do you understand me?
First of all, you got to understand that I'm bringing news that people done voted on, and this is what everybody want to do. Don't nobody.
Why didn't they call? We had a meeting. My mama make the dressing. She been making it 10 years. Ain't nobody been saying nothing. And guess what? When I'm up in the house, nobody better not be walking up and through there talking about my mama either. And y'all go eat the.
Okay, but see right there. Why if people don't like the dressing, Glenda, why is you want to make submit everybody to having to eat it if they don't like it?
You don't eat. That's all I know. I ain't know. You are calling me no. Well, I don't know no Benjamin, Benji, whoever the hell you are.
I'm Mama Lois' nephew from the other side of the family.
Exactly. I don't know you.
Okay, and really to back all that, I don't really know you. But I'm man enough to call you and tell you what we gonna do and what we ain't gonna do.
Well, I don't know what thing. I done said it once and I repeat it again. She gonna make that dressing, you gonna eat it, and we gonna go on by that day.
Okay, right there. Listen, and I know this might be hard for you to understand. What you grew up with liking, everybody else might not like.
You can say what you want to. I don't even remember your being in my way. So you might not like it because you ain't been around. But she making dressing.
Now, first of all, when y'all get down here, it's going to already be some more dressing here.
Okay. And she going to make her dressing, and we going to sit down, and y'all going to eat. And I'm not, it's not even going to be discussed no further than that. I said I got to say, because you're not going to hurt my mama's feelings.
Okay, there ain't nobody trying. That's why I'm trying to tell you to tell her don't make it now, so she don't even bring it down.
We make it when we get there anyway.
Hey, look, I'm finna say this here, because evidently you ain't really understanding what I'm saying to you. I'm going to say it as clear as I can say it. If y'all come down here with that dress, I promise you, we already got dressing made. We throwing that dressing in the trash so everybody can get the dressing that we made for them. Point blank, that's what we doing.
Please, let me explain something to you. I'm going to be on dressing patrol, and if I find out you that threw my mama's dressing in the trash, it's going to be some and we're going to set that off. I'm not playing with you. This was too funny to me. Uncle Carl, Aunt Kilma, we were all on this conference call, and ain't none of them balling up the call us or telling us to bull. But now they gonna set your stupid up calling me. I don't even know your kind of. I guess they felt like you was the kind of like you the baddest in the world. But Benjamin, what I don't even know your rap. I'm telling you now. I'm not playing with you. I'm telling you. Anybody hurt my mama feeling, it's gonna be some in that. And I'm telling you, all y'all gonna be. Y'all full of down now. But I'm coming. Y'all out one.
Can I say something else to you?
I wish you would.
Can I tell you what else they were saying?
What?
They wanted me to tell you this, Glenda. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your cousin Sheila got me to prank phone call you.
Tommy, you almost got to hit. You about to make me set it off. What? Baby, this Thanksgiving was, it wasn't gonna be no Thanksgiving, baby. Cause I was gonna have my brothers whoop Benji's. Y'all play too much. Tommy, Thanksgiving was gonna be canceled, baby.
Okay, come on, I gotta ask you, baby. One last question before I let you go.
Okay.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Huh?
Yeah, man, yeah. Them fighting
That's
words.
That's when you're getting real
them
down
them
into
fighting
it.
Words.
Right before Thanksgiving, though, Tommy?
You don't need my mama dressing.
Me and you don't want my mama
dressing. Oh, she's about to do something to Benji.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who are you again?
Oh, that's so loud, Steve.
She about to go up and
I don't know, no.
I don't know, no.
Week. Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stovetop stuffing. We all have heard about it for our entire lives. Well, anyway, Stovetop Stuffing is now selling the perfect pair of pants for your Thanksgiving meal. This is crazy. Stovetop's Thanksgiving dinner pants.
What?
They make pants now. They have a stretchy pouch that fits over the belly. I guess you can liken it to maternity wear for women, okay?
Okay.
It's a stretchy pouch. It fits over the belly, although these pants are decorated in a festive stuffing pattern. You may want to get them for the man in your life. You may want to, ladies, if he's one of those guys who likes, you know how guys like to unbutton their belt sometime after dinner?
My grandfather mm-hmm. come over there already with them on.
Tommy, you got to get a pair of these.
I'm what? Not getting a pair of these.
You got to get a pair of those. Because, Tommy, you can wear yours year round. Stovetop pants. At Thanksgiving, when you eat too much food, you ain't got to unbutton your pants. And then when you get back down records, you just wear them back because you can put that in your ass in it.
See, you're doing too much today, man. You're doing way too much.
Multi-purpose. Multi-purpose.
They come in all sizes, all sizes. And they only cost, get this, they only cost less than $20, $19.95.
And you know you like that. That's about the same price as your airline ticket.
This right up your alley. Today? Stop. Move on.
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
I'm not wearing no stovetop stuffing pants.
I'm not laughing,
Tommy. Why would
Tommy.
You not? It don't make no sense for you not to have on some stovetop dressing pants. It's got a pouch in the front for when you eat too much, your stomach can sit in it comfortable. And then after your stomach go down, you can wear them backwards and put that high ass of yours in it.
I'm not laughing, Tommy.
That's nice, man.
Thank you, Tommy. Boy, you
also has worked it out for you, Tommy.
Dual purpose.
Yes. Well, you can turn them pants around and cover that ass, boy. Go ahead.
Shut up, boy.
Come on, Junior. Give him a pound, dude.
No, I'm finna do this with y'all.
He can't even get mad, though. Tell me, Steve.
Oh, you ain't got to.
I'm not getting mad.
Well, you didn't have them same pants on the other way? Look at the pockets in the front. Go ahead, boy.
Oh, God.
You got to coordinate.
Oh, God.
Boomerang.
Have y'all some fun. Go ahead.
I'm not laughing.
Boy.
Can we bring up Miss Ann, please? Oh, can we just move along?
No. Shirley. One more, Shirley. Myrtle. You seen Tommy turn them damn pants around?
I'm not laughing. I promise you, Tommy.
What you call what you doing?
I'm crying.
Junior.
Benny.
Got the mushroom belt.
Benny. Come see Tommy reversible stone top pants.
Not wearing those stone top pants.
Tommy, they're only $19.95.
I'll buy some for them two fools. How about that?
We wrong for this.
But
First two hours, y'all done laid in
but
the
meat. Get
y'all.
A pad, old man, and then Jordan can use them too because he can take them to school for show and tell.
Boy, what is he going to say?
Tommy, you mean to tell me you and Jordan in the pants?
Kangaroos. Oh, God. Okay, come on, Steve. We got to stop this foolishness
Ladies and gentlemen,
now.
Our very own talented person of fact. No fake news here. Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Firefighters in California are still struggling to contain three deadly wildfires burning in both the northern and southern parts of the state. Rain is predicted for tomorrow, which is both bad and good. Now, it's good because obviously it'll help put out the flames, but it's bad news, they say, because authorities say that all that water will most likely cause wet ash and mud to start flowing down steep inclines in the areas hardest hit by that campfire in the north, making it even harder to search for missing people. The campfire in Northern Cali has burned some 150,000 acres. Meanwhile, wet weather is also predicted for the southern part of the state tomorrow, where the Woolsey wildfire has destroyed about 1,500 homes in L.A. and in Ventura County. The total death toll now stands this morning at 79. Two more bodies were found overnight, and about 700 people are still unaccounted for. It's happened again. This time, cops in Chicago say a gunman opened fire yesterday inside of a Windy City hospital, killing at least three people. They say the gunman also dead, although in early reports there's no mention of whether the shooter was killed or if he took his own life. The killing took place in Chicago's Mercy Hospital, and authorities say that a police officer and a pharmaceutical assistant were killed. Along with a doctor, they say this woman had dated the gunman. Now that the contentious battle for Georgia governor is officially over, Republican Governor-elect Brian Kemp has begun letting voters in on who he's selecting for his transitional team.
We're bringing some from the Secretary of State's office, some from other parts of government, and some from the private sector and other places to make sure that we fulfill our promises and work hard for the people of this state.
Kemp says he's thankful for President Trump's help. Meanwhile, the woman who ran against Kemp, Democrat Stacey Abrams, has accused him of purposely mishandling the election using his job as Secretary of State. In fact, Kemp was being sued for allegedly purging black and brown voters from the rolls just before the election took place. And Stacey Abrams says she plans to file a lawsuit against the state of Georgia for mismanagement. The election supervisor, Broward County, Florida, as she promised, has resigned her position. Brenda Snipes sent her resignation letter in a day after her people submitted its final recount totals to the state for that highly contested Florida Senate and governor's races. Ms. Snipes, who is African-American, held the election post for at least 15 years, but became a target this time around, Republicans claiming she was incompetent. A group of Democratic senators challenging President Trump's selection of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general, saying that Whitaker, who was merely a chief of staff, was selected over a deputy attorney general, which is not in the order of the pecking order because the attorney generals are vetted by the Senate and he wasn't. Federal judge in San Francisco has ruled the Trump administration cannot bar people who enter the U.S. illegally from seeking asylum. And finally, today is a beautiful day, starting right now.
It's a beautiful morning.
Well, it's not exactly a beautiful morning, but whatever. This has been Ann Tripp with the news. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, stuff that people will eat hot, cold, or 3 days old.
Okay, Tommy was the first to say,
He poo-pooed it, yeah.
Hot or cold, 3 days old? Chicken. Won't you eat?
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Right.
But that first, maybe the second day.
I'm a two-dayer, though. Yeah.
Two-day.
Yeah, I'm a two-dayer.
Okay. We can change a bit to 2 days old.
No, I'm a two-dayer.
Man, if there's chicken in there, okay, how long has it been in there? Microwave kill all that.
Something about that heat.
You got one, Junior? You got one? Yeah. What you got, man?
Yeah. Hot or cold? Or 3 days old? Tommy's lunch.
See, I'll be off this grid.
You're going to eat lunch tomorrow.
Tomorrow? After race, I'm going to eat Tommy's lunch.
Tommy's lunch.
Hot, cold, or three days old. Okay. Bring it.
You got one, Tommy? All right.
Yep, I got to put it out there. Them collard greens. I ain't going to lie to you.
Man, collard greens, that's right. Cold collard greens.
Cold.
Or three-day-old collard greens, right?
Hot, cold.
I'm telling you, Shirley, you're making that face. Microwave kill all the germs.
But I've never had them cold, though.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. With some chopped up onions and tomatoes.
Never.
Oh.
Sorry. Nope.
Don't eat no cold greens.
Yeah,
No?
I'm not with you.
No, I'm with Shirley.
Okay.
You got one, Steve? All right.
Hell yeah, peanut butter.
Hello.
Peanut
hot,
butter.
Hot, cold, or 3 days old,
hot,
man.
Hot, cold, or 3 days old. Get him.
Yeah.
Here's one. French fries. French fries.
3 day old French fries.
Not 3 days, Jay. I don't know what fries you eating.
Your bit is actually falling apart.
Y'all don't use the microwave?
But after 3 days, no. Yeah,
that's when they crunch it.
Somebody got some French fries on the stove. Been here since Monday.
They're food poisoning and die.
That's when they get that crunch, you know.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We consulted an expert because we wanted to know the real deal, okay? Steve is here with his breakup handbook.
All right, these are things that you need to have in mind after the breakup. Mm-hmm. Most of this is for fellas.
Yeah, that is for fellas.
Because when we take a breakup hard, it's ugly. It's ugly out there. Now, these are things from Steve Harvey's breakup handbook. How to act when you break up. All right, now, here's rule number one. You are allowed only one drunk dial. You know how you call them up when you're drunk?
Uh-huh.
You only get the one. And it sounds like something like this. Hello, it's me. You know who me is.
Don't play with me.
You know who me is.
Don't play with my emotions.
Who is me? You know who me is.
How many you get?
One.
You get one.
You get one of them?
All right. Now, here's the next rule. You are not allowed to roll up on your ex just because you see their car parked outside the club, the restaurant, or church. Don't go in there.
Says who?
You can't do that, Shirley.
We broke up.
Yeah.
I can't go in there if I see the car.
I know she didn't hear praise the Lord.
No, you can't roll up on her.
Is she in there praising the Lord?
No, I got something to do with church later on, but just stay that. Stay out, right? You can't roll up on her. Okay. Oh, there she is. I'm going to go in there.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. I'm going in there. You can't do that.
Carla.
Okay. Keep going. Keep going.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right, next one. Y'all's favorite spot is off limits to both parties for at least 4 months.
That's right.
Ain't nobody else over there.
Yeah. Why you get to go to the spot? Right.
Yeah. At least 4 months.
Keep it 100. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Texting your favorite song to each other is off limits. Yeah. You can listen to it, you can cry to it, you can play it over and over, but you can't send it.
Send me this today.
Damn song. Yeah. I'm trying to move on.
And I'm telling you.
Hey. Now listen to
and
this
you.
One.
And you.
All y'all stuff.
Uh-huh.
All possessions is collected at one time and one time only. Anything that's left behind will be thrown away by both parties.
I like that.
You ain't
like
gonna keep
that.
Coming over here looking that's for fair. Stuff.
That's fair.
You see my red shirt?
You can't keep coming back shirt. Over here. I got company you in the closet looking for your tank top.
He keeping it real.
Man, uh-huh. Here's another one.
He should know.
Hit a big one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Nobody is allowed to talk to each other's mama.
There we go. That's a round of applause, baby.
That's a good one, Steve.
Leave my mama
I can't be
out of
friends
this.
With your yeah. mama, mm-hmm. and you can't be friends with my mama.
I
stop
come home, you sitting up there talking to my mama. What the hell?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Lisa?
That's a good one, Steve. I like it.
Hey, I'm over Jones. Here trying to pick up some greens, and you in here talking.
Mm-hmm. Rolling your eyes when I walk in the door?
Yeah.
Now, here's the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All parties should find a new church home.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
definitely.
Fair.
Yeah, we can
definitely.
Worship together.
I love Pastor Wiggins.
You can't go there no more.
Next.
Not no more. Okay.
All your friends should be divided up equally, mm-hmm. except the ones you hate.
Oh, you can have him. You yeah. can
Here's
have her.
Another one. No posting of nude pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like her naked mm-hmm. or him Wait dressed up like the damn Easter Bunny.
That was a private.
What about? I'm gonna finish this one.
All right,
you
listen.
You want to know about old naked pictures? What you're supposed to do.
All That's right. What I want. Well, Nephew Tommy has a prank fall coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But right now, it's the nephew and his prank phone call. Neff?
As you know, last year,
yes.
this church bought me this glove
yes.
so that I may have healing power.
I just had to say that.
I
That's
love
my,
that.
My tribute love to Richard that. Pryor right yeah. there. Which way is up? All right.
The title is Go Big. Yeah.
Oh, what's the title again, Tom?
Go Bigs. Y'all don't even know where I'm going with this, do you?
Do we need to be concerned?
Well, if your kids is,
yeah.
I'm glad you asked me, Carl. Yes.
Oh,
if your kids is in the
Thank
car,
you.
If your kids is in the car, tell them to hold their head out the window. I don't want you to miss the prank. What? Hold their head out the window for 5 minutes. You can hear this prank.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darnell. Darnell, let's see. Who is this? Darnell, how you doing? This is Scott with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. How you doing today?
Scott who?
My name is Scott, and I'm with Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge.
I'm good, Scott. What's up?
We were actually given a phone call by your wife. Your wife is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, your wife's birthday is coming up pretty soon. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a couple weeks. Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay. Have you decided on getting her anything, or have you purchased anything yet?
No. I got a couple things in mind.
Well, actually, we got a call from. I think we've got something that's gonna really help you guys, and something I think that she wanted to recommend. That's something that you probably wouldn't think about getting.
All right, I'm all ears.
Okay,
I've been racking my brain, so I'm all ears.
Actually, gave us a call. She's actually had an idea, you know, what she would really, really like for her birthday present. So,
what's the name of your company again?
Bigger and Better. Like I said,
hold on. She called. You?
I'm sorry?
She called you to give me an idea on what I should get her for her birthday?
Yeah, well, this is something that's a little different, and it's something that you probably would never in a million years think of. But here at Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge, we actually do some things that we definitely know you wouldn't have thought of. So I definitely understand her giving
Sam,
us a call.
Sam, what's your name? What's your name again, Sam?
No,
Sam.
Scott.
Scott, get to the point. What you selling?
Actually, let us know that there's some things that are really, really lacking between you guys. And she would very much like for her birthday where you can be a lot more well endowed. So, you know, that's what we do here at Bigger and Better.
What?
We actually, hello?
What? I could be more what?
More well endowed, sir. So I think really what's going on is Bianca's really not satisfied right now.
And she call you? To tell you that I'm not, what do you mean well endowed? My junk?
So you're inadequate. You know what I mean? You're.
Are you kidding me? With this? What's the name of this company again?
Bigger and Better, where we make you large and in charge. And right now, you know, you're not large and in charge. And we want to get you to that. Are you able to come in for a consultation?
A consultation. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna call her right now because this is a right now. Okay, I'm gonna call her.
Well, we're trying to do, first of all, let me say this. Do you not think you need to come in?
I don't even think I need to be talking to you, Mr. Scott, about whatever is going on in my bedroom. I'm king, so I'm not even. I don't even know what the going on.
This is the first sign of denial, right here.
I don't have no denial. I don't have no problems in the bedroom.
Okay, well, you
know what I'm saying? So I don't even. Why am I even still on the phone with you?
Okay, but sir. I mean,
you ain't have to worry about hearing from her. If she's got some kind of account with you, then you go ahead and close that out.
Okay, Mr. Darnell, let me say this: you have a very big ego, sir. You know, but you're not as big as your ego. I want to get you to that point.
This is some crazy. I've heard some crazy things people sell online, but you're gonna call me talk about my wife called you and saying that I'm inadequate in the bedroom.
Sir, you know what? And once again,
I'm trying. I know you're just doing your job, Scott. But I'm gonna have to call her right now. Okay.
Don't worry, lose my number, Scott.
Don't call me.
You're in denial.
I'm in denial. You.
Hello, sir. I really want to help you as much as I can.
Listen, man. Listen. I'm trying to get my wife on the phone right now. Okay. I know you got a job to do, but what I need you to do right now is stop calling me, all right? I'm trying to be nice to you because I'm sure whatever it is, she called you and you're just doing your job,
okay,
all right?
But sir, I'm trying to get you in here to get a consultation so we can get you further along than where you are.
Consultation? I don't need no consultation. I don't need no assistance from you, Scott.
Okay, sir, you're
call me no more, man.
Hey, you're small and I want to make you bigger.
What is this anyway? You big bigger, huh? What kind of job is that? How you even get a job like that? You apply for this job? You're an idiot. Were you a high school dropout?
I'm trying to get you in. Stop
calling me, man.
Mr. Darnell, I'm still trying to help you get through this situation, okay? Are you willing to come in for a consultation? At least we're coming in for a consultation. We can get you further along than where you are.
Are you listening to me? The only consultation we're going to have is my fist in your face if you call me again. I'll tell you what, I will come in for a consultation. Give me your address and everything like that, all your information, and I will come down for a consultation. You gonna be there?
I'm here the first 8 hours of the day, sir. What I want to do is get you lined up and get your procedure.
Let me call my wife. I don't need no damn procedure. Give me your info, and you don't have to worry about hearing from us no more, okay? But right now, I need you to get off on. I don't want to hang up on you. I understand you're trying to do your job.
Mr. Darnell, you're small. You're small.
I'm
trying to make you bigger,
man,
sir.
Man, f*** you.
Hey, sir, you know what? I'm trying to help you. You're the person that's a little small guy. I'm trying to help you with your problem. Now, if you're not going to be appreciative of it, then I don't even understand why your wife knows you're having a problem.
Give me your address, and we can have this conversation face-to-face. You don't know what the
fuck you're talking to. Then why would your wife call here, sir?
It doesn't matter. If I can get on the line, I can figure out why she calls you.
Because you're inadequate.
Man,
hey, sir,
man.
Sir, here's the problem. You're tiny and you don't want to admit
I'm
it.
Tiny?
Let me get you.
You don't know me, man. You never seen me. You don't know anything about me. I can't even believe my wife would even call you with this. This is how you do business? You're going to call me and call me I'm tiny?
Sir, let me explain something to you. I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client, sir.
I don't give a what you are, okay?
Okay. And there are some other things that let us know as well.
What the f*** would that be?
She also wanted me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife just prank phone called you, man.
Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm all here over here looking at my in the mirror. Man, it's kind of great to call her. I thought I was good, but I got a little nervous there. I was like, man.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Come on now, you know it's the Steve Harvey Radio Show, man.
Come on now, give it to me.
Yeah.
No, y'all got to give me mine.
Tommy, tell us about that play, baby.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, nephew. We'll make sure we keep letting the people know about it. Okay.
Hey, if I wanted you or Carla to be a surrogate mama, would y'all do?
Coming up next, today's strawberry letter.
Y'all can carry a baby for me, damn.
Those days are done. For me.
Carry him to the car. That's all.
Serious car care.
Coming up next, today's strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's go, Nephew.
Hey, look at you, buckle up, hold on tight. Oh. Here they are, strawberry letter.
It's oatmeal. Thank you, oatmeal. All right, subject: my man is bugging me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a problem. I met a guy, and I consider him a good friend, and I want to get to know him better. He has taken me on a few dates, and all went well, at first. The problem arose after one of our recent dates. After a really good date, we decided we'd pick up some food and go back to his house to chill and eat our food. Well, when we got to his house with our food and he turned the lights on, boom, bam, boom, roaches went flying from east to west. They were so bad.
Think of that, I've been waiting on.
I know, they were so bad, they were even crawling on his dog. I told him politely that I was not eating my food there. He sat there eating his food and looking at me like I was crazy. He didn't see that there was a problem. When he dropped me off at home, I immediately took my clothes off. And as soon as I walked in, I'm not saying that I'm better than anyone else. I have dealt with bugs in my home too. But clearly, this was an infestation. This was not normal. This was the last time I spent time at his house. Now he asked me why I won't come over. I don't even want him over at my place because he may bring bugs with him and spread them to my house. When we go out together in public, it makes me think he's not clean and his car is not clean because of how he keeps his house. I don't want to lose a good man, but I just can't deal with the bugs. What should I do? Please help me. Oh, my God. I couldn't do this. I'm just going to tell you right now. I could not. And I don't know how you can. I mean, the fact that he's not embarrassed about it and that he brought you over his house and there, my skin is itching right now just thinking about it. He brought you over there and he didn't see anything wrong with it. He was looking at you like you were crazy. I don't get it. And eating food there? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's not a situation where you're better than he is. You're way cleaner than he is, for sure. And clean, that, you know, that's one of the primary principles of dating someone. They have to be clean, for heaven's sakes. And yeah, I wouldn't let him over my house because he might bring bugs over there. I'm sorry. I don't know. I couldn't do it personally. I couldn't do it. I don't know how good of a guy he is. I just don't know for him not to notice this. I have a problem with this, and I think you should too. Steve?
Well,
This letter right here is a very easy one for me. I've had this experience before.
What?
I dated a woman who lived in a roach-infested house with her mama. I'm from the hood. I've seen roaches before. We've had them at our house when I was young. It was just not an infestation.
Tommy said, don't tell everybody that.
You know, everybody had a roach at the house.
She does everybody.
Come on, now you can cut all this out.
Don't be talking about how we grew
up. What you ain't going to do is let it become an infestation. You were scared of the roaches, Tommy, because they was the same size as you.
They look like giants.
Won't tell all of that. You over there riding roaches and
stuff. Put my business in the street, man.
But that's all right, wanted a roach for Christmas and all this shit, because you thought they was horses. That's another story.
Horses?
Yeah, he wanted a pony, so we got him a roach.
How little was he?
Now, you didn't want all that out there, didn't you? Just stay out the damn letter. She done met this friend of hers. Everything going good. They done went out on several dates. Then one evening he invited her over. They stopped and picked up some food. They come into the house and they turn the lights on. Boom, bam, boom. See, that must be your first time seeing roaches, because that ain't the sound. It's swish, zing, pow, zing. Because they running.
What's the sound?
Zoom, zing, zing, pow, swish. Because when you turn that light on, their ass is rolling. Now, that threw you off. Mm-hmm. Roaches was flying from east to west. They were so bad, they was crawling on the dog. The dog is tired of this.
There
was so
right
much
there.
Tail swishing, paw swishing. He done killed as many as he could.
He's exhausted.
The dog done just resigned to the fact, hell, they win.
They kill.
Y'all just don't bite me. Y'all can just crawl on me, but don't bite me. But he's so sick of with his tail, tongue, paw. He just stamping on. He got 4 feet. He can't stomp them out. So the dog done just man hell. So he just there.
Man hell.
I told him politely that I was not eating my food there. Now here the key. He sat there eating his food, looking at me like I was crazy, cause he don't see the problem. It's just roaches. It's just roaches. Clear your area out and enjoy your meal. I've been at a girl's house playing cards, and I could not understand the number of roaches that was in here. Lights on, they ain't none of them running. They actually stay here. They walk across the table, and I'm just knocking stuff off with my cards. I'm trying to shuffle hard so the wind can knock them off.
You must
as
have
I'm
really
dealing cards, I'm trying to deal them where I can knock one off as the card come to you. I'm doing everything. I'm in here fighting.
How fine was she?
Oh, Lord. For me back then, top notch.
Okay.
Now, she was fine. Mm. I was dealing with it. So now you sat there. He looking at you like you're crazy. He didn't see that was a problem. Then he dropped me off at home. I immediately took my clothes off as soon as I walked in. That's a mistake. Too late. You got to get them clothes off outside. Listen to me. My friend used to pick me up over this girl's house. And before I got in the car, he said, hey, man, come on now. Come on, dog.
You know what you got to do.
Come on, dog. You need to shake down.
Shake down.
I can't have this girl. I know she fine, one love, but you can't have these roaches up in this car. So I was standing there with a maxi coat on, just shaking. Mm-hmm. I got bell bottoms on, just shaking. Platform shoes on, an Apple hat. I'm just shaking. You have got to start shaking these clothes as soon as he drop you off. Don't go inside, because they in there. They coming. Roaches is coming. Quit sitting in his car. They in there. They in the car.
That's nasty.
They look for other places. They know it's infested. Roaches don't like living in infested places. They like living in the hood. There's just
all
too
right.
many people here.
They see
a ride somewhere else, they're going to take it.
We're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my man is bugging me. See, keyword, bugging.
We ain't got to get over this. She dating a dude that's got a roach infestation at his house. Mm. Period. She don't know what to do. These roaches is everywhere. The roaches is so bad they crawling on the dog. The dog done gave up. He ain't got no pads on the bottom of his paws. He been stomping roaches. Bottom of his paws is roaches.
Stupid.
He just been up in the house. Yeah. He done barked them. They don't even, they not moved by him anymore.
Oh, man.
The reason when he cut the lights on, they start running everywhere is because he don't stay there enough.
Mm.
What do you mean?
You're going to have to do like this girl family did. They was in there so much that the roaches no longer ran. You're going to have to, you've heard the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. You can't beat an infestation because y'all fight me with the wrong stuff. Black flag does nothing.
I know that.
For infestation. It'll kill it only on direct contact, and you got to wait till the roach flip over and then spray him on the underside. If you don't do that, black flag don't do nothing for these roaches.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put something in that house that really does roaches wrong.
What is that?
Decon with cyanide in it gets rid of roaches.
Won't that hurt the dog?
The dog won't out anyway.
Any kind of way. Any kind of way.
I can promise you the dog is looking for the quickest out he can take. He don't mind. He can go to dog heaven and live a much better life.
Oh, my gosh.
He has a reward in it for him. Hell, he ain't no cat. He know this is. Ain't no nine. This is it. Take me, Lord. Take me now. You don't think he laying there with them roaches on him going, come on, Lord. Oh. Take me now. Listen to me.
Exterminator, that's what you're saying?
Love to listen to
you can
me.
Get an exterminator, but you, if his house is connected to another home, this is the way you get rid of roaches. You got to bring an exterminator in there weekly for 4 months. Mm. The driveway on both sides of the house must be destroyed.
What?
Because that's the connection to the other house. You, listen to me.
This is too
you
much.
Have to destroy the driveway.
Concrete, Steve.
Yeah, because they coming from next door. They done tunneled. If you don't destroy that driveway, the people stay next door, they got them too. You must kill the route.
Who knew?
Y'all don't know like I know.
Who knew about the driveway, though, right?
You have got to destroy the driveway. My father knew this. He said, because he knew good hell, well, the Williamson had them.
Wow.
And they was coming over here because we kept a clean house. So my mama couldn't understand why we was having these roaches. Mm. My daddy said they're probably coming up under the driveway. She said, Slick, you got to do something. My daddy went out there and destroyed the driveway. I'm talking about because he got tired of coming home. Oh, he and my mama run her mouth about these damn roaches. I'm going to blow this damn driveway. He had me and my brothers out there with jackhammers and everything.
Jackhammer.
I'm 9 years old with a jackhammer. I don't even know what I'm doing. Just lean on it.
Steve, is this true?
This is a true story. My daddy destroyed a damn driveway from the Williams house.
Oh, man.
That boy said he was using a jackhammer at
that. And then when he put the dirt back in there, he mixed sulfuric acid in the dirt. So they get sick next time they turn.
This is crazy.
Then we asphalted the driveway. We just took 2 weeks.
It was a 2 week project?
Yeah, my daddy had to park his station wagon on the street.
You didn't have the
now, he
got to
sleep out on the porch with his gun, so our only car don't come up missing out the hood.
Stupid.
It's created a major problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you say someone asked you if you were going back to stand up? Start with this story if you ever go.
The destruction of roaches at Iloff Vera's house.
I have never heard anything like this before.
It was a 2 week ride.
You are crazy.
The station wagon on the side of the street. Daddy got sleep on the porch.
Now, my daddy's sleeping on the porch with his gun. So don't nobody steal the damn station wagon.
So
dog has got his tools in it.
Steve.
You don't understand.
All but have some roaches on it.
No, and my daddy's on the second floor. Now he can't sleep because his precious car is out there on that damn side. My dad.
All because of the Williams roaches.
All because of the Williams roaches.
How did they come, though? Seriously, I've never heard this in my life.
Never.
This is crazy.
But my daddy, that was my mama complained about too much. My daddy got tired of it. He said, I'm going to go out here and take out this damn
so
car.
He blew up the truck.
My daddy dug it up, blew it up. My daddy, man.
Asphalted it.
It was people coming up the street. Mr. Harvey, what is you doing? Get away from him.
It was unsafe. Get sulfuric acid in the new dirt.
In the new dirt, he put sulfuric acid in there so when they start tumbling, their ass would get sick because he knew that's where they were coming from. He didn't like Mr. Williams' ass.
That's what it was.
And the dog wanted to die. Oh, my
dog.
God.
It was Luddy Roach story.
Roaches have changed some people's lives. Y'all don't know what
apparently
roaches.
Yours.
Man. I have roach stories.
I've never, ever. Heard you have a mouse story, too, that's crazy.
He got another roach story that's crazy, too.
Let me tell you something, man. That's that girl that I was crazy about. Uh-huh. My boy Biggie Wig came over there and picked me up.
Oh,
one
I remember
time.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to call Big and tell him what time to come.
We have more show.
All right. You want to hear the roach story that changed my life?
That wasn't it at 9?
No, I have others.
All right, coming up, I know you've been waiting for this, all you green leaf lovers out there. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Merle Dandridge, a.k.a. Grace Greenleaf from the show Greenleaf on OWN, will be our special guest.
Woo, Gigi, get on my nerves. She be getting on my nerves. I love this show, Greenleaf.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boy, are you in for a treat. Our very special guest this morning is an accomplished actress and singer. She currently stars as Grace Greenleaf on the hit OWN drama Greenleaf. And as you know, the Greenleaf family runs a sprawling megachurch in Memphis. And the church is filled with scandalous, scandalous secrets and lies. Season three, I know, right? Season three is full of drama, and we are here for it. Please, let's find out more about Greenleaf. Welcome to the show, our special guest, Miss Merle Dandridge.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. Hi,
Merle.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody pinch me. Pinch me.
We love you, and we love the show, Merle.
Oh, we love the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
we feel so lucky.
Oh, yeah, because it's a great show. Great cast, great acting.
Great product. Great, great,
it's a fantastic show.
It is so
I
good.
Am.
The writing,
yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Your
it's
number
a great
one viewer.
Of,
no,
you everyone from, you know, writing, producing, directing, mm-hmm. and the whole cast. Everybody just comes correct, and it's really showing. And the fact that it's landing on the audience in the way that it is, it tells us that we're. Heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and what we needed seems like at this time. So Grace, Merle, as I mentioned, you play the role of Grace, the estranged daughter of Bishop mm-hmm. James Greenleaf, but you're back with the family after being gone many, many years. So please, I know it's a lot of drama, it's a lot of stuff to pack in these few minutes, but please bring us up to speed on what's happened so far this season.
Oh, right.
I know.
Oh,
well,
God.
You know, after the huge circumstances of season two where mm-hmm. Grace slayed the proverbial dragon.
You killed Uncle Mac. Yeah, you killed him.
Uncle Mac.
Dead.
I mean, you murdered him. Dead. You took him out.
Well, you know, we went to the mat, for real. And yes. Greg Allen was just so wonderful to work with. But after that, suddenly she found herself in a position that, so she's back in the church. Now she's back in the family. What does that look like now that she's grown? Now that she's a grown woman, people don't have the same power over her to silence her. She really had to find her own strength, find and listen again to the original call that God had on her life. And how does she go from a life that was completely out of the ministry to aligning herself back to the original call in her life. So you see Grace in a position this season of searching and finding and working her way back to that place that she knows she's supposed to be in. And I think it's been really great to see this other side of her, mm-hmm. to, you know, where she's mm-hmm. trying to figure it out. Because I think we've all been in that place where, like, oh, I know I have big things planned for me. I know that I have been, what's the word? Just not quite in alignment. And the mm-hmm. way that we find that, and the way that you look inward and also look vertically and pay attention to what God is trying to tell us. And that's the place that grace is in. And it just gets stronger and stronger as the drama just completely unfolds. Well, there are so many skeletons with these green leaves. Daggone.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
There is.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what makes it good, right,
that
guys?
That makes the show mm-hmm. so good.
Can I jump in here with Grace and her yeah. daughter, Sophia? Now yeah. she's having issues with her faith and the sadness that she's dealing with, but you're being her mom and the family. What's happening with that? How are you trying to get Sophia back? She's talking to her grandfather, but still, she's mm-hmm. very heartbroken yes. right now.
Yes, exactly. And that storyline breaks my heart because I think yeah. Just knowing so many people who struggle with their faith and are in a place where they're in pain and mm-hmm. just searching for the answers and the why and how to get back to a place of understanding, just understanding their circumstances. I just think Desiree does a wonderful job in the heartbreak because yeah. it just touched a vein with the audience. It touched a vein with me. To be in the room with that story was yeah. really meaningful and powerful and really what I've always wanted to do with my work, something that intersects my faith and my craft. I think that particular storyline really sits in the heart of that, right in the seat of it. And it has been, as far as Grace is concerned, it's a tough position to be in when Grace mm-hmm. has been troubled in her own faith walk and right. her daughter having watched her do that. So part of Grace coming back to the place that she's supposed to be in alignment with her call requires her to get it together so that she can be a better example to her daughter. When Sophia comes to her with those things, what does she say? Right. Sophia has watched yeah. her walk this crazy walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I ask a question that everybody really wants to know?
Well, when is she going to slap Rochelle?
Will Grace find out who her real daddy is? That's what we want to know. Oh, there's that.
Oh, you got to tune in for that.
Speaking of tuning in, Merle, I know the season finale is November 21st. So can you give us a hint, anything, you know, as far as how it's all going to play out?
Ciao.
I know, loaded question,
going
right?
On. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, the fate of the church and yes. the future of the family yeah, all hangs yes. in the balance. And as the show has always come back to, it's always Grace's fault. You know, what is Grace going to do about it?
It was your fault last season, though, Grace. A lot of it. Really was, Merle. I even tweeted that it was all your fault. I did.
She's not going to let these sleeping dogs lie. She's going to mm-hmm. wake them up, and she's going to make everybody deal with it.
Yeah,
and
that's what she came back for. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But now that everyone in the Greenleaf family is in some kind of trouble. Everyone yes. is dealing
everybody.
With something.
Jacob, everybody. Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we really find out what the Greenleafs are made of now that the family business stands to be lost to them completely.
Right. The season finale, as we mentioned, is November 21st. Please catch all the new episodes of Greenleaf on Wednesdays at 10 p.m., 9 central. It's only on the OWN Network. Merle, thank you so much for joining us today. We love Greenleaf. Keep doing what you're doing, and we will keep watching.
And thank you for that support. It means so much to us. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. So, we started with this strawberry letter about this woman and this man and these roaches, and then you went on to tell us this roach story that I've never heard before in my life about roaches. So you have another one for us?
I'll tell you about this girl I was dating that had all these roaches,
mm-hmm.
and it was an infestation. She knew she was fine. I was like, hush. And, you know, wasn't no cell phones back then. So my boy Biggie Wig, I told Biggie Wig
mm-hmm.
to come and pick me up at a certain amount of time. I said, as a matter of fact, Wig, I'll call you at your house if something changed 30 minutes before 1 o'clock and let you know if I need a little bit more time or not. So are we in there? We playing cards. Roaches is everywhere. It's lights on.
And
they anywhere. They ain't nobody in on them rushing. But this where they stay.
You
I'm playing cards, and I know it's too many of them in here. Man. I done got up off the couch to play cards because I just, they was on the couch. They was on the coffee table. They walked across TV screen. They was just everywhere. So I figured at least let me set up in a wooden chair with four legs on it. The least amount of exposure.
Yeah.
I already got cuffs in these bell bottoms. Uh-huh. I got to damn near make kulaks out of these pants before I take them home. Because I got them 2-inch cuffs in these bell bottoms. I know they in here.
Yeah.
I know good hell well they in here.
They cuff in there?
Yeah. They looking for a route. So I'm in there just playing cards, man. These roaches is everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm just flicking them, you know, mm-hmm. just flicking them off with the cards. Yeah. And hands, and the girl's sisters was real nice. They was hood, but they was some nice girls. But Lord, them girls talk trash when they play cards. So we're there, we just cussing each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I've never been more bees according to women. Little skinny bee. Look at you, little skinny bee, what you gonna do? So I'm in there. So we just talking trash. So I look up at the clock and I said, let me go on in here and call B. And tell him I'll be ready about 1:30. Mm-hmm. Something happened, man. I forgot to call. These roaches, it's 1 a.m. now. They in full blast. I don't know what it is about 1 a.m.
Yeah.
But roaches, I don't know if it's clubs.
Club
I don't know
night.
What's happening. They was all out for dinner that night.
The roach club.
They were strolling. They was with their families. You know, we was playing music, so they was out at the club. The club, they was going to dinner. They was in the park. I don't know what be happening.
They were out with
damn
their family.
Roaches was everywhere. I'm talking about, listen to me. When I tell y'all, there was nowhere you could look mm-hmm. and you didn't see a roach.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't say.
Wow, Steve.
So yeah. Cool. All of a sudden, the doorbell rang.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And her sister jumped up and said, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We playing spades, so it was my play. So I said, I got to get to this dough. Because I got to tell this fool, Biggie Wig, uh-huh. Big, when you come in here, listen, now, they got a roach problem. I like the girl. Don't embarrass her. Just act like you don't see her. I had a whole speech I was going. Matter of fact, when I called him 30 minutes before, I was going to tell him.
Yeah.
Because he a good brother. But when you don't want him, though, there wasn't no texting, ain't no cell phone, nothing.
Don't want him,
I just didn't go. So next thing, I know she at the door.
Uh-oh.
So by the time I make my play, all I hear is at the door is, damn. I
said, God. He's here. He's here.
Instant reaction.
He in the door.
What the? And then it's all you hear. He out there in the foyer just stomping.
Killing roaches.
And I'm standing there just looking at him. And the sisters is mortified. Because he in here, I'm talking about. God, what the hell? Ain't nobody. I'm the only one I see these. Hey. And y'all don't see. God, man, these blankety blanks is everywhere. God, damn. Hey, Wonder Love. Now, he calling me. I'm 6 feet away, but it's dark. He don't see me. Hey, Wonder Love. I'm just sitting here, man, like, I'll be dead. Man, if you don't stop. So he's shaking his coat, flipping his collar. He knocking him off the wall. He done pulled his hat off. Now, he got a gangster brim, right, and a maxi coat. So he pulls his hat off, and he just swatting.
God,
man, they all on the wall. Man, these mother blanks is everywhere. Y'all, man, y'all don't see this? He's steady asking them girls, y'all don't see this? I'm standing there with my arms folded, just humiliated.
Oh, God.
And then a roach fell off the ceiling and landed on his ear.
Oh,
God.
He reached up and went, ow, blankety and blankety. Man, these mother blanks is everywhere. God.
And
I'm just standing there looking at him. And then he
told my ear off.
He back to stomping. Oh, man. I just went on and told the girl. I said, hey, excuse me. Hey, let me get my coat.
Because you knew it was the end. That was
it. It's over.
Yeah.
I got my coat.
You're never going back there.
And I kissed the girl on the cheek. I tell Big, I said, come on, man, let's go. Yeah, hell yeah. Man. Damn, love. I don't know how you sitting up in here. Man, Big, you see these, man, her mama over there, head down. Everybody head just hanging down. Because he done made a scene. So we get out to the car. So we stand at the door.
I'm sorry.
He said, love, you good? I said, Big, you had to make all that. Man, damn that, man. Let's shake off, man. He said, man, hey, and flip your cuffs and your bell bottoms. You know, good hair well in. So we outside damn near undressed.
Your culottes.
He said, I just got the Volvo, dog. I can't get nothing in it.
That's right.
The
Volvo. That's right.
That was
wow.
Me and
Steve.
Biggie Wig over at the girl's house with the roaches.
God, dog.
All right,
classic. Yeah. Y'all don't
the best
see
storytelling in the world.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is with another classic, Murdering the Hits.
Steve, you might lose a friend on this song.
He was doing good.
Yeah, you were doing good. You had a nice run.
Who? We did.
Yeah. I don't know if you could call him now, if he's up, but what? If you know John Legend's personal number.
He's already on the list. Come on,
I didn't know. I didn't do anything wrong. It's just.
Why are you doing him twice? You
murder the hits. That's what we do. Murder the hits.
Murder
on
friendship.
On the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Check it out.
Hey, stop saying what show you are.
Yo, what's up there, my
hey,
brother?
Hey, man, what's happening, man?
Everything's good.
Champ, man.
Glad you opening the club.
Well, yeah,
up.
You know, I had Lunell up there, and I'm up there on, you know, this week. And then on Halloween night, it got Flame.
Ooh, that's going to be
It's going to be a nice Halloween party.
Oh, my jam.
Come on, Ralph, please.
Oh, come on,
please,
man.
Turn it down.
I can't listen to what I want in my car.
I mean, yeah, it's your car, but, man.
Yo, man, what you got against John Legend?
I don't have nothing against John Legend. I'm just not into his music. Do me a favor. You know that I don't like the song. Not for a second. 'Cause even 1 second's too long. No, don't make me jump out this car. Don't give a damn if I get hurt. I can live with the scars. I get nauseous when he starts. I need earplugs, please, while I'm in the car. You know that I can't stand a Legend song. I need you to turn it down. Ralph, that's all I ask. Keep it way down till this song is over. We're not gonna fight about it. I want you to turn it down. You know that I can't stand a Legend song. I need you to turn it down. Ralph, that's all I ask. Keep it way down till this song is over. We're not gonna fight about it. I want you to turn it down. Turn it down, I can't take no more.
Turn it down, turn it down,
turn it down. Damn, man, turn it down.
That's it.
I'm playing John Legend in the right room all day.
Murder the hell out of it.
Love me now.
I love you, John.
I do too.
You finna get John.
Huge fan.
Turn it down.
I'm not turning it down.
Jay, it was a fire jam, but you know, I mean, really though, Jay, you got to pull up.
Hey, you
Jay.
Think light skin won't jump on you? That's what you think. That's your problem.
But I love how Jay is like really into it, though. He's a musician
and a singer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure with the millions and millions John is making, he really don't give a damn.
Yeah. He sold out every night,
dog. And Jay ain't been there yet.
Your damn club right. Just opened back up.
Oh, the Jay spot.
Well, he just did, John Legend.
Man. Since when you start defending John Legend?
I love John.
I thought we was boys, huh? Yeah, he went hard, didn't he? Yeah. You just opened your club.
Yeah, John Legend.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. When you do bring your ass in there, it's going to be cold as hell.
Hey, you scared him a little bit.
I know.
Hey, I'm sorry, Jay. Hey,
no, you can't do that.
Young Jay, I'm sorry.
Because he ain't never been in one of the rice cold rooms. CJ, we from that old school comedy thing. We walk in the room where, well, why is it two blacks?
Oh, all right, I apologize.
Too many Negroes.
It was a great song, though, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Coming up, it's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stovetop stuffing. We all have heard about it for our entire lives. Well, anyway, Stovetop Stuffing is now selling the perfect pair of pants for your Thanksgiving meal. This is crazy. Stovetop's Thanksgiving dinner pants.
What?
They make pants now. They have a stretchy pouch that fits over the belly. I guess you can liken it to maternity wear for women, okay?
Okay.
It's a stretchy pouch. It fits over the belly, although these pants are decorated in a festive stuffing pattern. You may want to get them for the man in your life. You may want to, ladies, if he's one of those guys who likes, you know how guys like to unbutton their belt sometime after dinner?
My grandfather come over there already with mom.
Tommy, you got to get a pair of these.
I'm not getting a pair of these. Stop that. I'm not wearing those.
Because, Tommy, you can
wear
yours year round. Stovetop pants. At Thanksgiving, when you eat too much food, you ain't got to unbutton your pants. And then when you get back down regular, you just wear them back because you can put that high ass in it.
See, you're doing too much today, man. You're doing way too much.
Multi-purpose. They come in all sizes. All sizes. And they only cost, get this, they only cost less than $20, $19.95.
And you know you like that. That's about the same price as your airline ticket.
This right up your alley. Today? Stop. Move on.
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
I'm not wearing no Stovetop stuffing pants.
I'm not laughing,
Why would
Tommy.
You not? It don't make no sense for you not to have on some Stovetop dressing pants. It's got a pouch in the front for when you eat too much, your stomach can sit in it comfortable. And then after your stomach go down, you can wear them backwards and put that high ass of yours in it.
I'm not laughing, Tommy.
That's nice, man.
Take your time. Boy,
your uncle has worked it out for you, Tommy.
Dual purpose.
Yes.
Well, you can turn them pants around and cover that ass, boy. Go ahead.
Shut up, boy.
Come on, Junior. Give him a pound, dude.
Not finna do this with y'all.
He can't really get mad. Don't tell me, Steve.
Oh, you ain't got to.
I'm not getting mad.
Well, you didn't have the same pants on the other way? Look at the pockets in the front. Go ahead, boy.
Oh, God.
You got to coordinate.
Oh, God. Boomerang.
Have y'all some fun. Go ahead.
I'm not laughing.
Boy. One more shot.
Myrtle.
You seen Tommy turn them damn pants around?
I'm not laughing. I promise you, Tommy.
What you call what you doing?
I'm crying.
Junior.
Benny.
The mushroom belt.
Benny. Come see Tommy reversible stone top pants.
Boy, that's not wearing those stone top pants.
Tommy, they're only $19.95.
I'll buy some for them two fools. How about that?
We wrong for this.
I know.
But First two hours, y'all done laid in
but
the
meat. Get a pad, old man, and then Jordan can use them too because he can take them to school for show and tell.
Boy,
what is he going to say? Hey,
Tommy, you mean to tell me you and Jordan in the pants?
Kangaroos.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We love to hear your inspirational closing remarks, Steve, your motivational closing remarks. And I'm sure you have some great ones for us today.
I got one for you today. I think it's important that everybody really, really up your expectations in 2018. I mean, really, really focus on upping your expectations for 2018. This year, really put a positive twist on your life
You can do that, man. You can up your expectations. You have a say-so in your outcome, but you have to adjust the attitude. You've got to think positive. You've got to focus on the positive things that's happening in your life. You have to take inventory constantly of everything that's going right in your life. Stop focusing on the negative. Everybody got something wrong. There's not a person living that ain't got something wrong. So what? Yeah, you got something wrong. Yeah, you're not where you want to be. But guess what? You can be on your way. And that's the thing that people lose focus of sometimes. They get so caught up in the where they are now that they lose focus on the where they could be going, where you're headed, where you're at now. Let me explain something to you about right now. Right now is a very fleeting moment. Because let's say you're talking about something now. Do you know in just 60 seconds is now a part of the past? It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're going. Don't get stuck in where you are. Somebody sent me a plaque one time, and I keep it on my desk in Atlanta. And I was going through a real dark period in my life. And he's a friend of mine, and he knew it. He's an accountant. As a matter of fact, it was Roger Salter that owns Sandmar Financial up in Chicago. And he knew I was going through a dark period in my life. And he sent me a plaque. And I keep it on my desk. And the plaque said, when you're going through hell, just keep going. And that registered with me. Because why would you be going through hell and stop there? So you're just going to put it on park in the middle of hell? Or does it make sense to keep going? Because it just ties into what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're going. You've got to get your focus on 2018 to move in the right direction. I'm going to give you this scripture again in case all of you. It's something I read all the time. It's Ephesians 3:20. And I read it every day. You know, I memorize it. But it says, God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask or think because I honor him. His blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. If you read this every day and you implement this, once again, it's Ephesians 3:20. Now, I got the, you know, Bible with the four different translations in it so I can understand what I'm saying. So this is not the King James Version I gave you. It's a translation of what it actually means. But memorizing the scripture for how what it means is what you need. You don't got to go word for word. You need to get the meaning of it. Don't trip on that other part right there. But if you incorporate this in your life on a day-to-day, you'd be amazed what can happen to you. You all can put your life into the realm of expectation. I expect good things to happen to me. Even when something bad happens to me, I still look for something good to happen to me, and it always does. I don't care what mistake I've made. God has always gotten me through it, and he's done the exact same thing for you. He's always gotten you through it. Just look at your life. All that stuff you thought you wasn't going to make it through, he got you, man. He pulled you through it somehow. All them days you didn't think you was going to make it. You remember where you was, and then look at where you at now. Now, if you think that you're in a worse place now than you were in your past, why don't you get back to that? Expect something good to happen to you. Live a life filled with positive expectations. Do not bury yourself by going through hell and then staying there. Some people cannot get out of their misery because they won't quit acknowledging the misery. Look, if the Bible says a man is as he thinketh, and all you ever think is, oh, woe is me, then guess what? Oh, woe is me. But if you look for the upside, the bright side, if you look for and live a life of expectation that there's some good out there for you, then good comes your way. That's the way it is. That's not a theory of mine. That's a promise of God.
I ain't up in here spewing nothing I think. I done seen this stuff work for me. You know how many public mistakes I've made. Y'all been watching me. Y'all that's been fans of mine for years, you all have seen the evolution of me. Now, he ain't through with me yet, but you've seen me back when I was this, when I was that, when I made that mistake, when I made this mistake. But you know what? I never allowed the mistakes to bury me or define me. I expected something good to happen. And guess what? I've recovered from them all. He's pulled me through them all. He'll do the same thing for you. Ephesians 3:20. Start reading it every day, man, and live your life in a positive expectation.
You better say that. Follow us on SteveHarveyFM.com. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.